Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zisu back again, and this is an E-Society podcast spinoff, Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode one. Today we'll be talking about what we do in the shadows, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to this new idea that the Zisu brought up. We mentioned it on the last regular episode, and this is going to be a completely different show from a much shorter show from what we usually do. So
yes,
yeah. I mean, we might as well just jump right into it. What did you think of what we do in the shadows? But first of all, have you heard of this movie?
Going into the challenge, I had only lightly heard about it. The Taika Waititi, he was the director of Thor Ragnarok. So in the lead up to Thor Ragnarok, I had heard like, oh yeah, director of What We Do in the Shadows, Eagle versus Shark, which actually is a movie I had seen. But I had only heard, like, talk of it, but I had seen nothing on it before you recommended it to me.
So, because the movie that you picked for me, I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore, I didn't even read into it. I just found it, clicked in it, and just started watching it. So I had no idea what it was about. And, I think
same here.
I think that's what we should do. Don't read into it. Just hit play and go. So I mean,
exactly.
I had seen this movie, What We Do in the Shadows, which came out 2014. I think last year sometime. 2 years ago. One of my friends, or the Padded Room podcast, they had mentioned it, and I found it, so I watched it. And I also had seen Eagle versus Shark. That was some movie that somebody brought to work, and we just threw it in and started watching it. And I thought it was hilarious. And when I heard about this one, I did read into it, and I found out that they were responsible for that as well as Fly the Conchords. And so I was like, oh, cool. Man, it should be funny. And, oh, my God, this movie was hilarious. So what did you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. It was interesting to see right off the bat. It was from the Funny or Die guys who do all kinds of shorts and stuff like that. And then upon doing a little further research, I saw this was a short like in like 2005 or something. So then like 9 years later, they were able to develop it into a movie. So it was definitely worthy of it. It's interesting that when they first did the short, that was before True Blood, that was before Twilight, and then all that stuff happens, and here they come almost, you know, they had this idea before all that other stuff hit, and, you know, the kind of vampire craze that we had there for a while, and then they present their unique take on it, and yeah, I thought it was really good, I thought it was brilliant, I loved, like, the different take on, like, each vampire, like, Taika's was like real friendly and whatnot, and Jermaine Clement's his was more like torturous. I love the whole thing too, where that scene where he was like knocking on the window. He's like, you can make people look at him, and now he can't do it, so he just like tapped on the window. I thought that was amazing.
It was just something new and fresh. I mean, I liked how they just got, okay, we got this documentary crew that's just going to follow us and just film everything. And I liked, like you said, the different styles of vampires. It wasn't like,
right,
like they were all vampires, but it was like different time periods. So
yeah, exactly. The one was Nosferatu, the classic. They made the oldest one look like the classic vampire.
Yeah.
I thought that one was a great too.
I mean, that one was cool. I mean, I liked how he was just, he didn't, he, there's it just seems like they didn't. It was supposed to be modern day time. So at 2014 is when this movie was made. So that was
right.
The year they were in. But it was just like they never left their time period. I mean, they were still dressing right. The way they dressed and couldn't just get with the times. So
exactly.
I thought it was hilarious, man. The first time I watched it, I didn't know what to expect, and I was, oh my God, I was just crying watching this movie. This is a movie I do not own. I do want to pick it up eventually, but oh man, yeah. I loved it. And then I didn't really look into it before until we mentioned it last week, and the director of Thor Ragnarok, I was like, whoa, I mean, yeah, that was cool. It was awesome. I mean, especially to see him do something as big as a Marvel movie, which was a smash hit. So, he's come a long way, man. And I hope this guy continues to do a lot more. And I hope that these guys do team up. Do you know if they still work together? Or if it, well, here's one. Yep. Were any of the guys in this, in Thor?
Not that I know of, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they played, like, Creature or something like that. Like, just almost like Taika played Korg. So that was a surprise to me. Like, I remember Korg being such a hit in that movie and then being shocked to find out, whoa, that was the director that played him.
Yeah. So, man, I mean, this was cool.
But, as far as this film went, yeah, I thought they did a really great job. Another thing I wanted to bring up to you, which I thought was funny because it's like a vampire rule I always forget, but then I remembered they used this on True Blood too, was having to be invited in and the whole like club thing. And I was like, it just brought me back to, I remember in True Blood, like when the main character got mad and was like, oh, you're not invited in my house anymore, and they went flying out.
So. I mean, it was a good movie. It was funny. What's the rating? It was rated R, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah, but it was a breath of fresh air for comedy wise. I mean, we've had horror comedies, but this one was totally different. I mean, for me, it was like out of nowhere, and it just. And it was amazing. If you guys have not seen this, it is streaming on, what was it, Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, do check this movie out. What was your favorite part in this, or did you have a few?
Yeah, a few. Kind of mentioned them. The, like, going out, I thought, like I said, that was, like, pretty early. Probably the thing that stuck with me, and it's like pretty early on, was when the Taika confronts the Nosferatu like character about his responsibility of cleaning the flat, and like he had all the like bones in front of his like little casket that he slept in type thing. And his just response, just his whole, like, the way he was trying to, like, nicely talk to him, and then the Nosferatu vampire was just like, argh! I don't know. I love that. And then kind of the, I guess we can say spoiler alert in a minute if you haven't seen it, but kind of like the climactic thing, what it led up to, the confrontation. I mean, it is what it is, because it's, you know, on that, like, lower end budget, it's not, like, the most amazing effect, but it's not supposed to be, so, but the confrontation, like, the final, like, confrontation thing.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that was funny is how they, because they could never see themselves, they couldn't look in the mirror, I mean.
Right. Oh, yeah, the drawing.
Yeah. Or just the use of the video cameras and everything, so they could see themselves. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and he did the floating cup, the Taika. It was like, look, it's a floating cup.
Oh, yeah, but overall, man, I mean, would you definitely recommend this movie, and would you watch it again?
Yes, highly recommended. This goes, like, right up there with what I would recommend everybody. I know for you, whatever, as horror fans or anybody that, you know, loves anything vampire from Twilight to True Blood and beyond, the real vampire films, I recommend it to them. But just in general, too, even if you're not a horror fan, I would recommend you check it out. It's really funny and well done. And I mean, it's right there on Amazon 42, so might as well at least check it out. It's a pretty easy watch, too. It was only an hour and 25, I think. So, yeah, highly recommended.
Yeah, I mean, this was all filmed in New Zealand. They had a budget of $1.6
million. Which, real low for films.
Yeah, and it box office $6.9
million. Hey!
I don't know. If it was released out here in America, it must have been...
Real small
in
release.
Big cities.
Right.
I didn't even hear about this movie. Back to Eagle versus Shark. I need to watch that one again because that was a movie that just one of my friends brought in. He's a huge Fly of the Conchords fan. So I was like, oh, man, we got to watch this. And I was like, okay, whatever. And that movie was hilarious. And so... I never really kept up with any of those guys. I mean, I just assumed it was a one-and-done movie. And then when I found out that they were a part of this, I was like, oh, my God. So I'm hoping that they do team up again and make something else. So.
Yeah, did you ever see those Flight of the Conchords?
I've seen a couple. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, those are really well done, too.
I'll have to check out more of those, but. Anything else on this?
No, just that I loved it, and I definitely recommend that people check it out, and I'm going to recommend it to, you know, family and friends in the future, too, for sure. It's definitely a movie that I'll remember, so a great way to kick off the pod as far as a challenge for me on what would you challenge me to.
Oh, I know you. I mean, I know you well enough to that you would like you would like this comedy, and I'm sure you knew who these guys were. So I was like, because I remember when we thought of this as we were doing it, I was kind of just flipping through like, I don't know what he should watch. I mean, I do have a couple ideas. A lot of them are gonna be horror movies, so get ready.
Oh, I don't mind.
Get
yeah,
ready, just, get ready for that.
Yeah, I'm open. Ready.
That came across the screen, and I was like, okay, I've never heard you ever talk about this. So I was like, okay, I have to pick this one. So, yeah, good start out. And
yeah, definitely. The last thing, actually, I wanted to mention about it was I noticed kind of funny they got the opening. I couldn't help but notice this. It was an interesting little touch that part of their funding, that million, I think they got a good amount of that from, like, the New Zealand, like, documentary fund. So it was kind of funny that they took funding and money from that and made this, like, mockumentary. So I thought that was pretty funny. And then, of course, the Funnier Die people that have the website. And just a short, super tiny, quick side note. Did you hear that not only the Jokers got renewed for another season, but they're getting a movie like that? They're getting a Funny or Die movie.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard a little talk about it, but I wasn't too sure. Because Q and them on Tell 'em Steve Dave, I can't remember one of them had mentioned, are you guys going to ever do a movie? And Q was like, eh, I don't think so. But this was like a while ago when someone asked him that. And now that it's... in the works, I have no idea. Is it just going to be a more raunchy Impractical Jokers? Because now if it's in a movie, they can do whatever they want. I mean, that just goes back to like Jackass. I mean, they pushed the envelope for TV, but then once they got the movie, they like went for it. Balls and all, literally.
Yeah. The first thing that came to mind is from when we went to their shows and they would show that like footage or the ideas that they couldn't do, they talk about it. And you remember they talked about the idea of, like, get in the van and like that didn't work on True TV. Like True TV wasn't down with that. So I imagine it'd be stuff like that, like more extreme type stuff.
I mean, that'd be cool. It'd be hilarious. And most definitely, we will.
Yes.
We're huge supporters of Impractical Jokers. So
yep. Big time.
Yeah, we will definitely see that whenever it's made.
Right. But yeah, I guess that's all I got on what we do in the shadows. Let's move right on to what you thought about I don't feel safe in this world anymore.
Thought it was I don't feel at home. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. This was a movie I remember I had seen it. I mean, just scrolling through Netflix and looking at what's on there. I remember seeing the title, but I never read into it. Didn't really grab me for what the little clip art was showing.
Exactly.
So I was at work and I had a pretty it was a pretty slow day, so it wasn't too busy. I mean, plus, this was a movie that I could just turn on and listen to and still catch what was going on. But if something exciting happened, I would rewind it so I could see it. But this movie, oh, my God. It's a slow burn right from the get-go. And it's just like putting along. Until you get to the end where it just went crazy.
Yeah, it did.
Oh my God, this movie was awesome. I loved it. I mean, I like these type of movies that are a little weird, and you're like, well, what the hell's going on in this thing? I mean, especially the main girl, Ruth, Melanie Linsky. Is that
yeah.
I've always liked her. I mean, I liked her in the one show when she was the crazy neighbor. The little boy, 2.5 Men. I've always liked her in that. And I had seen her pop up in a ton of other little things. She was also in Sunny in Philly. She did one episode. And just every time go ahead.
Yeah, she was in Togetherness, a big HBO show. And then, yeah, small little role in Up in the Air. That was pretty small. She's also with Elijah Wood in the animated show Over the Garden Wall, which I thought was interesting how sometimes these actors move in circles like that.
All right, cool. I'm going to she's also in this, I guess it's the series. I assume it's the series that's on Netflix. Wet Hot American Summer. Yeah, she's on that. A couple episodes. This is a show that I'm going to definitely be watching. It comes out this year. Not sure quite yet when it comes out. This is a show called Castle Rock. This is based on Stephen King stuff. So
can't wait.
I'm definitely going to watch that. Don't see a release date and when that is, but I don't know. Eventually, when it comes on, we'll be talking about it, but. This movie was awesome. Elijah Wood, I've liked him and pretty much everything he has done. But he was a weird character in this. I liked him because he was just a little metal nerd. He didn't have the long hair or anything, but he had the little metal t-shirts. And Elijah Wood is not a big man. He's a little guy. We'll get to that story in a minute. But He was cool, man. I mean, Elijah Wood can play any character to this nice little sweet boy that we had in The Good Son or North, and to a hobbit. And then he's this weirdo in that movie Maniac, the remake, which I thought was awesome. And I know a lot of people didn't like that movie, but Elijah Wood is an actor that can do any role. Here's a script. Do it. And I loved him in this, man. He was awesome. And he's like the nicest guy in the world if you guys ever meet him. And he was just a weirdo in this. And so I was like, okay. I mean, that's what I like about Elijah Wood. He takes, I'm sure he does research his roles and then picks and chooses. But It seems like he always picks little weird roles if he's not the the main star in this. But this is a story: when a depressed woman is burglarized, she finds a new sense of purpose by tracking down the thieves alongside her obnoxious neighbor. That's Elijah Wood. But they soon find themselves dangerously out in their depth against a pack of degenerate criminals. And that's pretty much what it is. It was just a story of a woman just living her life. And did she just break up with someone? Or am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, not that I'm remembering necessarily.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with the story. But I want to say she did break up. All I picture right now is the ending, because on how wild and crazy it went. But
yeah. Well, and it's like the opening is just like, not, I don't think it would be a spoiler to say, it's just like such a beat down, like, of like the way she dealt with like a patient in the hospital, and then like walking in the parking lot and grocery store, and like seeing like this big truck pollute the air type thing, you know. It's just like a beat down.
I mean, the beginning scene, I mean, she's a nurse sitting there and taking care of this lady, which is basically, she's on her deathbed. It's got nothing to do with the story. But
yeah,
the last things that, I won't say it because it's pretty racial, but watch the movie. Whatever she said. And then they were talking to her, and then I think it was her husband was like, "Well, what were her last words?" And
yeah,
I was like, "Whoa!" It was funny, man. I mean, I liked it. It had that dry humor,
yeah,
and it was just really slow. But man, this movie had a good payoff.
Yeah, it did.
Definitely. I mean, it's slow. So like I said, slow burn. I mean, we won't tell you what it is, because this movie is fairly new. It says 2017. I don't know if it came out later.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it just came out
here. Like, all of a sudden it was there on streaming. The only reason I caught it is because one day it was up top and like featured, and so it started to play a little bit of it. So I was like, oh, I'll add it to the list type thing.
Yeah, but this movie was awesome. It's slow in the beginning. It's weird.
We definitely got to convey that. Like, even if you're unsure at the beginning, it's only an hour and a half. Stick with it. It pays off for sure.
Yes. And oh my God, the ending was nuts.
Yeah.
I did not see that ending coming for a movie like this. Not at all. This, I didn't really notice this chick until the end. I just wasn't really paying attention to her, but this is the actress Jane Levy. She's one of the characters in this, and I love her. She was in Suburgatory, she was in the remake of Evil Dead, and she was in Don't Breathe. And I just did not recognize her in this. I don't know, maybe I just wasn't paying attention to her, but this actress, man, she pops up in a lot of weird movies, and this is one of them. And the other main dude,
yep.
I don't know his name. I don't want to give it away, but there's a few weird characters. I mean, Elijah Wood was
toward
weird.
The end.
Yeah, Elijah Wood was weird, but Jane Levy was weird, and another character, I'll just say the main bad guy in the movie. He was hella weird, but
yeah,
this movie.
But it also felt so possible. It also felt like it was like, this could happen. Like, if things like went down, like, it never, as crazy as it went, it felt like the possibility of like the way life can spiral.
Yeah, this is on IMDb. It's listed as comedy, crime, drama. Yeah, I would say that, and more of the little suspense. Maybe the suspense was only at the end, but this was this movie was awesome. I mean, I loved it. I don't know if Netflix packages up their movies and sells them. I know they do with their TV shows, but as far as the movies, I'm not sure. But I think, I mean, I know I can just go on Netflix and watch this whenever I feel like it, but
yeah.
As a movie collector, I think I would definitely, if it does come out on Blu-ray, DVD, whatever, I would pick this up and recommend it to everyone. If you guys have not seen this and you have Netflix, do check this movie out. And like we said, it's slow in the beginning, but it pays out in the end.
Yes.
A million times. Because I had to watch that whole ending again. I was like, whoa, it was something you do not expect.
Yes.
And I was blown away by the ending. I mean, the whole movie was good. I mean, I do love the main lady, Melanie Lynskey. I know, I always thought she was a little cutie and other things I'd seen her before this. And like we said, Elijah Wood. I'm sure we've told this story on regular E Society, and I think I mentioned it on Horrorcopia and whatever shows. I think last time I talked about this was on, I think, The Horror Returns, when we met Elijah Wood at the District 9. Remember that?
Yep. Of course, right in the popcorn line. Incredible.
Yeah, and he was like I said, he was like the nicest guy. He was like, hey, guys, how you doing? And shook our hands and didn't like just, hey, how you doing? And walk away. He like stood there for a minute or two and we got to talk to him. And it was awesome, man. He's an awesome little guy. Why don't I say he's shorter than me? So,
but yeah,
handsome young gentleman. And I will say this again, you guys, if you've already heard this story, you know he has the prettiest eyes. And I don't know, it was just, they were.
The funny thing that I remember before I forget is when we turned around and saw him in line, it was almost like in salute. We all, like, all three of us, you, me, and Joel, we all hit our side, like, pockets. But our phones had been, you know, our phones and cameras had been taken at the door since this was like a month early screening. But like we all like it was almost like in salute, like it was like the slapping of the pants, like, oh, we don't have a camera. No photo op.
I was hoping that they were going to hang out at the end, but I think they like whisked them out the side door. As soon as it was over, because the only ones that came out were the main guy in District 9, as well as the director, and then we didn't even see anyone else that was there, because Peter Jackson was there, as well as Elijah Wood and what's his nuts, Dominic Monaghan.
The rest of the actors,
but
the rest, the four actors that played the four main hobbits, so. Yeah. Or wait, was Sean Astin there?
I don't remember.
I think they all four of them were there, if I'm remembering right. But that's the thing. We didn't have our cameras, so it's all memory now, except for we got our cameras back, and then we took the picture with Charlito Copley. He was still there after. So.
Back to I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. It's an awesome film, and I highly recommend it for everyone. If you guys have not seen it, like we said, it's in a Netflix original, so it's on there whenever you feel like it. And I'm definitely gonna watch this movie again because I loved it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, I loved it too. It ended up being my number 10 top film of last year. I was going to be one Netflix film or another, one I have lined up for you in future weeks. I didn't want to go back to back Netflix movie, but yeah, loved it.
Alrighty, everyone, that's gonna bring us to an end, but before we end, we do have to pick something.
Excellent.
Here, let me ask you before I.
Yeah, we got to ask each other, because I have a backup if you have.
This is on Netflix. Have you seen The Paperboy?
Was that with
Matthew McConaughey and John Cusack, Nicole Kidman, and Zac Efron.
Yes.
You've seen that? Okay.
Yes. I would say Zac Efron was the first thing that came to mind because I think he was on the poster for that. So, yeah.
Okay. Give me one while I'm looking again.
Okay. Well, like I said, I have a few lined up in case you have. Mine is in direct response. We need to talk about this on E-Society because I finally got to see it. In response to me finally getting to see one of your favorite films of last year, Wind River, I finally got to check that out. We'll talk about that in full next E-Society. But in response to Wind River, I wanted to challenge you to, if you haven't already seen, to check out at least the pilot. So just like the first hour, unless you want to go further, check out the TV show Longmire. Have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't. It's on my list. I've just never sat down and watched it. Because a lot of my friends have mentioned that, saying that you'd really like it, dude. You should check it out. So
yeah. That's when I was watching Wind River. Why I think you would like it so much is because I know you loved Wind River. I thought of there's so many similarities that come up during Longmire. And it's interesting. Like, you know, hopefully you can, you know, discover for yourself. But just to tease it up just real quick, the character Longmire is almost like a quieter, almost Sherlock Holmes type for Wyoming. So he's got his own character, but it's also got a lot of really cool, it's set in the same Wyoming that Wind River is. So they actually deal with a lot of the same issues, and they have a whole native police. There's a whole really cool storyline with them too. It's not just Sheriff Longmire and his department. There's like that storyline, and then also other stuff to it. So yeah, if anything, yeah, just check out the first episode and we can talk about that. But yeah, overall, I think you're gonna enjoy it. So,
all right, have you seen The Babadook?
No.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
All right. Well, check that one out.
That's a good recommendation.
It's on Netflix. So
okay.
Check
Got
that
it.
One out.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Did Jade watch What We Do in the Shadows?
She saw part of it. I need to show her the rest of it, but... I think she'll enjoy the rest of it. she saw part of it.
Okay. Well, if she watches The Babadook with you, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's not that. I don't remember any sex or anything in it because it was mainly about a lady and her son, her little son. So I don't think there's if she sparks any interest, check it. See if she wants to watch it with you, but it's definitely a movie that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my my challenge pick is The Babadook, and you're picking Longmire for me. And next week we will definitely come back, or who knows, maybe we'll come back later this week and with another one because like we said earlier, man, these episodes are going to be short. So
shorter than. What we normally do.
Yeah, instead of 2 hours, 3 hours, or however long we do with the regular show. But this is E-Society Presents, and this was episode one. So for me, man, that's all I have, and watch movies and TV and everything else. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, until next time, we'll be in the shadows.